sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great, great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Sid Roth is going to be with us today. We'll be talking with Sid about what's happening in the Jewish community. A lot of people in the Jewish community are becoming messianic. And we'll talk with Sid, get his thoughts on that, why that's taking place. And if there's people out there that have questions, he's got some answers. So we'll talk with Sid about that coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Judd Dunning is with us, and he's got a conservative playbook for how we take our country back. Do we take our country back with a conservative playbook? Does that conservative playbook involve God, Christianity, and a biblical foundation? We'll talk with Judd about that coming up top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, how do you prepare your children for the war zone that has become the public school system? A public school system that seems to be going after the very souls of our kids. How do we get our kids ready? How do we prepare them to defend themselves in that kind of an environment? Do we even send them there? We'll talk about that with Matt Long coming up bottom of the hour. But joining me now to talk about, and folks, this is a topic that is not something that you think about perhaps every single day, but it is something that literally impacts every aspect of what you do every day. You get into the car, and there are a myriad of components that are influenced by this next topic. You go to pump gas, you go to use your phone. I pick up this cup right here in my hand that has my logo on it. There are components associated with all of this that are related to this next topic, and it's something that the radical left, the overreaching government, wants to have absolute control over in a very negative way. My next guest is focused on this and helps us to better understand it. I want to welcome Charles Sawyer to the program. Charles, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on. It's always fun to talk about innovation.
No doubt. Very important subject. And he is the president of Market Institute. First of all, tell my audience about Market Institute and how it was founded and what its emphasis is.
Well, I started on Capitol Hill as a staffer for Chuck Grassley and Senator Bond, and move off the Hill and work for Governor Jeb Bush, and then a think tank. And all while I was there, I noticed that while there were some lobby shops that were representing small businesses, there was nobody that was actually up on Capitol Hill representing kind of the policy side or the academic side of why small businesses are important. And so I started the Market Institute to fill that role. And since then, it's just kind of exploded because, again, there was nobody that was explaining to staff why small business growth was important, why these guys were hiring people. What was the policy that was allowing them to take risks and risk their home and their livelihood just for the possibility to make it and really fulfill the American dream? So that's why I started the Market Institute. That was now about 15 years ago. And we've just been just plugging along ever since. We now write and publish 1 to 3 articles a week. We're publishing papers. We're up on Capitol Hill teaching staff. It's a lot of fun to really open both staff on the right and left up to why small businesses, why garage inventors do what they do.
So talk to us about that. Talk to me about how small business is being impacted, in particular by the policies that are being put in place by this administration, and the pushback, because the other side wants us to believe that there needs to be, you know, equality, that the guy who is taking all of this risk really doesn't deserve anything more than the cashier that is the first point of contact at the front door.
Well, let's start with patents, right? So
sure.
When our nation was founded, the only actual right included in the original Constitution is the right to a patent or the right to your idea. And before that, the king would hand out writs of ownership to ideas. So let's say you're a farmer nobody and you go up to the king and you say, hey, I have an idea. He goes, great. And he can hand that out to anybody that he wants to. If we look at Russia, it's like handing the patents to the oligarchs. But what happened when you let the individual own the idea, it means that they now have the incentive to invest in that idea. They have the incentive to actually think. They have the incentive to work on it. And when you align all of those incentives, what you get is one of the most innovative countries that's ever existed in the history of mankind. And that is why we've had the economic growth that we've had. So when we have a strong patent system, you have somebody like Bezos, who can go into his garage and think of an idea, know that he can protect his idea, and therefore he can quit his job, invest in what he's doing, and build one of the biggest businesses in the world. Same thing with Google, right? They started in a garage. IBM, Microsoft, all of these guys started small, and the reason they're able to do that is that they're able to protect their ideas. And that means that investors can come in and add fuel to the fire. And it's amazing when you read what Thomas Jefferson, one of the first guys to actually grant patents. He was opposed to patents at first when they were debating them. Once he started granting them, he saw the fuel that patents added to the fire. President Lincoln, the first president, actually the only president to have a patent to his name, he talks about the fact that patents are the fuel to the American innovation system. So realistically, when you look back at our country and why we're different than other countries, it's the way that we treated patents and therefore that individual idea early on.
And this is obviously, you know, not a part of the arguments about cancel culture and the other arguments that some are running into. Can we bring our product to market in certain places? Amazon has canceled some people because of their political belief system. But this is really a different conversation than that. Am I correct?
Well, I think it's a lot broader than that. Look, my mom does things that I don't like sometimes, right? A large corporation is consistently going to make decisions that I'm not a fan of. The fact is I didn't start that company. I don't own that company, and I can't tell that company what to do. But what we have is this underlying idea that Amazon can't steal my patent when I invent it, or more importantly, because Amazon doesn't really care. They're a retailer. They don't necessarily care about your innovation as long as it sells. In the current economy, one of the biggest people that don't like patents is a company like Google that, is basically an ad company. So right. They use technology to serve their ads. So for them, technology is a cost of doing business. So Google wants cheaper patents, but under a strong patent system, Google can't steal that. So the person, if I come up with Google 2.0, Google can't take that. So even if Google's making decisions I don't like, it doesn't matter because I can defend this innovation. So yeah, I think it's not just above it. I think it's kind of just a separate topic completely.
Right. That's what I was thinking is that it's a separate. So now the question becomes, why are we having this conversation? What is it that this administration is doing as it relates to patents that has many people very concerned?
Well, so we can start off just with the COVID vaccine. And it doesn't matter if you support the vaccine or you don't support the vaccine. The fact is that we got a vaccine out in record time to get a vaccine actually out into the market. And that's because we had a very large R&D sector in the pharmaceutical space that was roaring and ready to go. And so as soon as they were presented with a problem, they A, had research that had already been going, and B, were ready to pour their resources into the solving the COVID issue. And so when you align both of those things, they were able to get a product out very quickly. Now, if we fast forward to what Biden wants to do, President Biden wants to do, he wants to give that intellectual property to anybody else who wants to make or produce the vaccine. So he wants to take it away from the companies and give it to other countries that didn't have the R&D systems, didn't have the ability to pour money into it. And what that does is, again, it doesn't matter what you think about the vaccine or not, it takes the incentive away for those pharmaceutical companies to have the large R&D systems, because the next time they're presented with a problem, they know that the idea is just going to be stolen from them. They know that the Constitution is going to be run over and that their investment isn't going to be worth anything. And therefore, it won't make sense for them to do it. And while the pharmaceutical companies can probably handle that, the issue is that the small business owner also sees that happening. The investors in the market also see that happening. And they're not dumb. They understand that if they risk everything, that the government might take their idea away from them. The investors understand if they put their money in, the government might take that money away from them. So what you end up with is a system with less research and development, with less investment, and therefore less new products, and in the end, less innovation. And all you end up doing is locking the big guys on top and really pulling the ladder up from the small guys, because the new innovation just isn't going to happen.
Well, doesn't it also create a situation where, you know, because there are a lot of good ideas that people come up with, but if they are placed in the wrong hands, if they're given to wrong individuals, they can also have a very detrimental impact as well. And so wouldn't this also create potential issues as it relates to that? I mean, patent issues is something that we've had with a number of foreign countries, like China, as an example, is one of the big stealers of patents. But there are a lot of entities out there, and our market now is much more open and vulnerable to these kinds of intellectual property theft than ever before. And so it would seem to me that the ability to be able to protect your patent rather than opening up so anybody can just grab your idea and run with it is something that does defend liberty and freedom. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When things are going along swimmingly, it's really easy to mistake that for what we deserve. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. But when our dreams are dashed, our future is unknown, unfamiliar, or we're treated unkindly, especially without reason, we quickly think, no, that's not fair. I deserve better. Wait a minute, do we? What do we deserve, really? God has promised to lead us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Sometimes it's along a hard road. Sometimes it leads through the valley of the shadow of death.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
You've probably asked yourself a question like this at some point. What's my purpose? People have been wrestling with finding the meaning of life since forever. Such was the case with a young man who had an encounter with Jesus.
It was like thousands of young people and older people alike here tonight. He was seeking for something else in life.
Billy Graham.
Everybody has this same type of dissatisfaction and they never find true and complete satisfaction till they find it in Jesus Christ.
What about you? Do you know Christ? Is he yours? If you're not sure about your relationship with him, you come and make sure tonight and receive him as your Lord and Master and Savior.
Are you ready to begin experiencing true meaning in your life through a relationship with Jesus Christ? Then visit us at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Charles Sauer, president of marketinstitute.org. So we're talking about this issue of patents. What's the bill? What are they working on right now that threatens protecting an individual's ability to bring a creation to market and not have to worry about it being snatched up by a conglomerate or a larger, more powerful entity, if you will?
Well, there's actually several different ones. The administration has some proposals that would hurt inventors, but one of the more interesting ones for me is one from Senator Leahy. And it was just joined by Senator Tillis, a Republican, and for that matter, a Republican that has often supported innovation, pro-innovation bills. But they're on a bill called the Restoring the American Invents Act. And while we were talking about invention, we were talking about the fact that inventors might go overseas. Well, the American Invents Act itself was one of those bills that passed Congress. In fact, it didn't just pass Congress. It passed Congress with more votes than the Patriot Act passed Congress. But one of the people, one of the leaders, Kathy McMorris Rodgers, after passing that bill, said that it was the worst vote she had ever taken in Congress. And the problem with this issue is that it's very nerdy. It's very wonky in DC terms. So it's hard to understand. And so when you're, and they're busy, politicians are just busy. So when they're told that it does something, they have to believe that it does something. And when the American Invents Act was passed, very high-ranking Republicans were telling them what it was doing. And so they went ahead and passed the bill. Well, it turns out that me and my small group of inventors were correct in saying that it created a patent death squad. Judges have backed us up on that statement. And it did a lot of other bad things. In fact, every section of the bill I called, it was like a stick that hit inventors another time, including changing our system from first to invent, which is what the founders intended, right? Where you didn't have to have money and rush to the patent office. You could invent yourself in your garage, and when you were ready, you could file your patent. But we changed it from first to invent to first to file so that we could match what Europe was doing. Well, this new bill, Restoring the American Invents Act, would restore all of the progress that was made under the Trump administration. And while I might not have been the biggest fan of some of Trump's policies, what was done on, well, A, taxes, but B, in the innovation space was unbelievable. He rolled back pieces of this bill that were really, really harming inventors. So Senator Leahy and now Tillis want to restore these things, and they don't just want to do that. They want to go further and let the government also start taking away inventions from small inventors. While it doesn't kill the innovation system in one clean swipe, what it does is it makes a patent less defensible. It means that the deed to your property is just means you probably can't kick somebody out of your house right away, right? And right. So for an invention, if somebody steals your invention, your likelihood of being able to stop them is lessened. And again, we walk back through the kind of economic graphs. That means that the investors are less likely to invest because they aren't sure if you're going to be able to defend it. Right. And then the individual is less likely to invent because they can't get the money to build it, and then they're less likely to know that they aren't going to lose their house. They aren't going to lose their family as a part of it. So we end up harming innovation through the system. And so it's really tough on Capitol Hill because it is driven by the left, but it's really a bipartisan problem.
Well, it's like being a landlord and basically having to try to get rid of a squatter. And in certain states, that can be a very, very long and tenuous process. And by the time you do get them out, the property that you had can be pretty much destroyed and unlivable and absolutely valueless. So it's that sounds like a pretty bad situation.
Well, and, you know, that means that if a landlord is less likely to be a landlord, less right. housing is available to people, right? Mm-hmm. And in this case, if we have less innovation available to people, it's innovation that's allowed, you know, everybody to have a TV in their house, everybody to have a computer, so you can get news that's up to date so that you can research and actually get information that, you know, if you have a computer in your house, you can access the same information that somebody at Harvard is accessing. And in that case, that is like a great equalizer. But if you pull the next innovation off, you start letting the people that have start running away from everybody because they can afford different things. But that's what innovation does. Innovation is this kind of great equalizer that raises everybody's quality of life. And so even if we have one less product, we end up having a worse off society. And in the case of drugs, it's like 10 less drugs over the next decade if we pass some of these bills. In the case of innovations, we don't, in like consumer innovations, we don't know the numbers because they would just be so large that right. it's really hard to figure out.
Hard to put a finger on. Very good. Yeah. Marketinstitute.org is the website. Marketinstitute.org. You can look up issues, projects, mission, and the latest news. Marketinstitute.org. Charles, thanks for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side of this break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Johnny. Okay, what do you notice about this verse in Isaiah 43, okay? See if you can spot what I saw. It says, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Did you catch it? The word through is repeated three times, as though God wanted to make a really big point. For when it comes to keeping above afflictions, when it comes to escaping the flames of a trial or a flooding river of many trials, God wants to assure you and comfort and bless you, even with the powerful truth that you will get through it. The Bible mentions that word through 147 times, and for the 148th time today, remember the key to it all. God says He will be with you, and it means you will get through that trial.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. What do you want for your children? More importantly, are your expectations in line with God's will? That's a searching question, isn't it? Do you want them to be healthy, happy, prosperous, problem-free? I do, but that's not all I want. It's possible for our children to experience all we want them to have and yet not be in line with God's will. In Genesis 18:19, God said of Abraham, "For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just." Listen to me. God has chosen you too, to teach your children God's word and the necessity of obedience to it. Make it a priority to instruct them to put God first in their lives. Direct your children to keep the way of the Lord. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And as we do each and every Tuesday in our segment here, we join Hill Country Patriot Radio and the Matt Long Show. And it's so exciting. Thank you, Matt, for being with you. Matt Long is with us. Matt, do we have you?
Yes, I am here. So happy to be here and going nationwide with you, Pastor Greg. Always look forward to Tuesdays.
Always exciting. Always exciting. One of these days, dear friend, we're going to put a camera in that studio over there and bring you on live. That'll be kind of fun.
I'd probably have to, like, get dressed up or something. Would I have to put on a tie or something, Pastor Greg?
No. But clothing would not be optional. So
now I wear clothes. It's just okay. Not going on TV clothes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you. I was just going to try to get that image out of my head. I'm good now. I'm all better now. All right. So let's get to our topic today. Why don't you introduce this and then I'll take a swing at it.
You know, one of the things we've been talking about here in the Hill Country, and I've been talking about for a long time, is when a parent or someone in the community sees an injustice or we see something going on that we want to fight back against, it always takes one or two people to stand up first. And that's the hardest part, to be the first one to stand, because what Satan wants to do is to take down the very first one that stands up, the second one that stands up, the third one that stands up, because he figures if he can take out those in the front, then nobody will come in behind him. And he uses every trick in the book, and we're starting to run into that in the Hill Country, and we're now in a situation where some of the very brave people in the Hill Country who have decided to take on some of these issues and have been the first to stand up, they're getting attacked. They're getting heavily attacked, and they're getting, even their family members are getting attacked. And it's very scary to be in that position. If you're not used to getting slings and arrows or getting shot at,
sure,
it's real tough to be there. And so that's what I wanted to bring to you, Pastor Greg. How can you help us get through this?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to understand. You know, I remember years back when I first launched my program, I was on KERV 1230 AM there in Kerrville. And something that we were fighting on the front line was Common Core. And I mean, we were going after Common Core. And I found out that the Bandera ISD had adopted Common Core. They were using Common Core. So I started talking about it on my program, bringing on guests to address the issue. Why was it bad? What was the problem? What were the issues? Why did we want to make sure that Common Core was not in your school district? And then I actually went down and had a meeting with the then superintendent of the Bandera ISD, and they did in fact tell me that yes, we are using Common Core, and that's what we had decided, and so on. So I pushed it all the more. Ultimately, started getting phone calls at the radio station. People, higher up saying, hey, we need him to stop doing that. We're getting calls from parents and so on and so on and so on. Ultimately, they ended up pulling Common Core out of Bandera ISD. I ran into the superintendent actually at the local grocery store, and she said, hey, I just want to let you know, Common Core is gone. We've taken it out. We don't use that curriculum anymore. So I share that to encourage those of you that are listening to, you know, to keep putting on the pressure. Keep putting on the pressure. The second piece associated with this, and I was I was up in Kerrville, and we saw a presentation of the mind polluters. And I know that there's a lot of effort that's going on right now in the Hill Country, and it's starting to catch on nationally, to identify and recognize that our children are being inundated with pornographic materials at school. Materials that, quite frankly, folks, if those materials were shared with a child, if you were at a grocery store and you handed one of these pieces of material to a kid, they could arrest you. They could arrest you for doing so. Okay, it's that bad. But they put it under this auspices of education, and they're using Kinsey, which is a guy who took 4 month olds and sexually assaulted them and forced multiple orgasms, like 27 in a 24-hour period, and called that an experiment. It's torture. They torture children. And that's so one of the scriptures that comes to mind is Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. We may be familiar with that verse, but we need to know what goes further. It says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. So the building of the house, the foundations of a home and of the family, are established in order to protect and prepare the children to be launched out into the world. And so my first thing that I want to encourage you is to say that, number one, you have the high ground. You have the high ground in this situation. You have the moral authority in this situation. Scripture is very clear about how God feels about those that mess with the kids. It's, you don't want to be that person. And so the second piece, so you have the moral authority. The second piece to this to understand is who is it that we're fighting? Who is our battle actually against? Well, the Word of God tells us that we are wrestling, verse 12 of Ephesians 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's no way to look at the introduction and the acceptance of something like Kinsey's research into a comprehensive sex education program that targets 4 and 5 year olds, a group that would become upset because 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-olds are being protected from being bombarded with sex and pornography and gender dysphoria. And suddenly the guys that want to protect small children are the bad guys. The ones that want to protect children from predators and pedophiles are suddenly the bad guys. Think about how upside down that sounds when it's spoken out. And that's the reality. So you have this high ground, but here's the thing. When the Spanish conquistadors were battling the Aztecs, and we need to understand that the Aztecs were cannibals. The Aztecs sacrificed the children. They would actually raid the villages around their kingdom and take the children out of those villages and sacrifice them to their gods. They would take the women out of there and they would rape them on their altars and then cut them into pieces. Sorry to be so graphic, but that's who the Aztecs were. They were wicked. Wicked. When they fought the Spanish conquistadors who were there to set the tribes around them free and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Aztecs had never seen someone sitting on a horse fully armored. So when they looked at those conquistadors, they saw them in their armor, they saw the horses in their armor, and they aimed their spears at the largest object, which was the horse. For every horse that they killed, the conquistador with their rifle would kill as many as 10 to 15 Aztecs. And then they would mount another horse and the same process. And that's how they overcame the significant number differential, because the Aztecs had far more numbers than the Spaniards did. But this was how they overcame it. Here's the spiritual connotation and reference. We need to aim higher. We need to recognize that these individuals that are adhering to these agendas are being driven by a spiritual force of which they may not even be aware. And we, by faith, wield the sword of the Spirit. We need to aim at that demonic realm, that evil that is attacking them, that has their minds mixed up and confused, and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I open your ears and open your eyes to truth. I open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever this darkness is within my voice right now, let the truth of the Word of Christ go forward, and let the darkness that has enveloped those that are making these wicked decisions be broken off of them, so that they can see the truth of the light and understand the love of the Father, the love of God for them, and the love of God for these children who wants them to stay pure and innocent and righteous and holy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, Matt.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe.
We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You know the scriptures where it talks about while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? He outloved us right in that moment.
Pastor Brian Noble on Focus on the Family Minute.
Right? So even while we were in our sinfulness, he went to a cross and he died for us. So this is the concept of the gospel in our daily lives. And this is why we're talking about attitudes, because so much of this work has to be done ahead of time, where we create an attitude, having the mind of the same mind of Christ, so that when we hit that speed bump, we're not taken back so far. We're prepared to say, you know, I'm going to let love control me. I'm going to have patience control me in this moment. I'm going to speak truth because that is so important. And I'm going to do it in a compassionate and palatable way, right? So that we can share with others what God is doing in our hearts and our mind. So it's really a dying to self is how we outlove people, and following that example of Christ on the cross.
Hear more about Jesus' example of loving others at familyminute.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I was visiting with you in that last segment. We were talking about the children, and I prayed a prayer. And I pray that it is impactful, and I know that it will be impactful in your community as well. Very, very important. And I want to give you a little bit more ammunition, as it were, related to that. This comes out of Galatians chapter 2, and this is a part of what I share when I am speaking to the people in India, and when I'm talking to them about salvation. Folks, in order for us as a nation to overcome, there was a conversation I had with Matt a couple of weeks ago where we talked about wokeism, and there was an argument made in an Epoch Times article that wokeism is in fact a religion, that it has within it the components of religion, a dogma, a belief, a planned means by which you encourage others to become a part of that dogma, certain rote things that are done, groupings that you must belong to, all of these different kinds of things, just the tenets associated with the idea and the concept of religion. And of course, you know, their particular definition of religion, so a social cultural system designated behaviors and practices, morals, beliefs, worldviews, texts, sanctified places, prophecies, ethics. There is some indication of the supernatural, but it starts out with a personal set of institutionalized system of religious attitudes, beliefs, and practices. That is now the Merriam-Webster, the number one definition. And so when you think about the institutions associated with wokeism and progressivism, there is a definitive institutional structure that is associated with being woke, and that includes, you know, a new view or a changed view on the issue of the idea that there is an institutionalized racist, systemic racist America. The idea, the institutionalized idea that based on the color of one's skin determines their mental outlook and their mental and emotional opinion, that emotion trumps everything else. Emotion trumps intellect. Emotion trumps what I would consider to be fact and reality. Those are some of the institutional things. There is a part of this that is believed to be an empathy, but in my view, in my opinion, I believe it's proved out in a biblical opinion as well, it is a false empathy that leans upon an effort to manipulate and an effort to control. And so it uses a concept that says, oh, well, we are with you, but we are only with you so long as you are a part of our group think concepts and ideas. If you drift from those, if you have a different thought or a different way or a different belief, or you speak certain words differently, then now you're not a part of us. And the problem with that is that is all predicated on a shifting sand, and it's predicated on whoever is at the top of that pyramid at that particular moment's own personal likes and dislikes and hurts and feelings and all of those things, and they are the ones then that are making determinations and not based on facts or based on any form of actual reality. Whereas the second definition of religion, which is probably, in my opinion, the more realistic, even the third, a cause, principle, or system of beliefs held with ardor and faith, the service and worship of God or the supernatural. Unfortunately, folks, we've come to a place in our world where the idea of God, especially in the Western culture, and the irony of that is, you know, not lost on the enemy, I'm sure, but in the Western culture, we've discarded this idea of God and the importance of God, and God being very specifically defined. Who is God? Everybody seems to have their own. Now it's in vogue to have your own concept, your own view, the God that you've created in your mind. But that is not the God of the Bible, folks. And we need to come back to the God that actually created all this, the God who formatted all this. And that's what Christianity does. Jesus Christ came to restore the relationship with the one true God, and he is the only way in which that bridge is created and built. God's the one who made the bridge back to himself. And so Ephesians, or Galatians actually, reminds us of that. And when I pray with the people, I have them make this declaration, because so many people struggle with things and they say to their pastors, to their spiritual leaders, how do I overcome this? How do I beat this? How do I defeat this? How do I win in this? And the answer is that Jesus Christ has won that battle for you. He has defeated that enemy for you. And the way that he has done it is through being crucified on the cross, by laying down his life and taking that thing that you struggle with to the cross, where it is nailed to the cross and it dies. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
Calvary is the absolute irrefutable evidence of God's unconditional love for mankind. There's not anything God could ever have done to more greatly demonstrate his love for you and me than that. He says he came into the world that we might be saved.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.